This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
QNN Community Network News, I'm Jed Gilbert.
And I'm Michael Pintabonner. Peak Depression organisation Beyond Blue has hit damage control after a newspaper article by its chairperson, former Victorian Premier Jeff Kennett, attacked gay and lesbian parents. Kennett controversially suggested that happy heterosexual marriages are the best environment for the mental health of children. Gay activists have hit back, calling Kennett's comments insensitive, and say the report that Kennett was using to back his claims actually strengthens the case for marriage equality. Beyond Blue have previously been criticised for failing to live up to their commitment to target depression in the GLBTI community.
Over 70 people converged on Bob Catter's electorate office, showing there is a gay and lesbian community in his outback electorate of Kennedy in Queensland.
I've been with my partner for 7 years and we just want to get married.
I grew up here and I've been persecuted so many times. I've been bashed and put in hospital. God knows how many times I've lost count. But I'm tough. I can fight.
They were some of the protesters talking to ABC Radio. Catter has until now failed to acknowledge his gay constituents.
I mean, we all work in his community, we serve him, we're in the shops, in the banks, everything, and he doesn't want to acknowledge that we're here, he just wants to ridicule us and make it okay for everyone else to do the same.
Responding to Bob Catter's claim that, quote, he would walk backward to Bourke if there was a large gay community in his electorate, the rally's organisers offered him the chance to fulfil the pledge for charity. Bob Catter has said he is unavailable.
The gay community in Iran have launched a Facebook campaign against the regime which makes being gay punishable by death. In 2007, the Iranian president told students at Columbia University in New York that, quote, in Iran, we don't have homosexuals like you do. So far, 1,600 people have joined the Facebook page titled We Are Everywhere. Videos on the site posted still try to hide their identity. Recently, three men were hung by Iran for being gay.
In Britain, the leaders of all three major political parties are joining the fight against homophobic persecution in Commonwealth countries. UK gay pop stars Elton John and George Michael will attend the launch of the initiative known as the House of Commons of Kaleidoscope. It aims to enlist political and business pressure on Commonwealth states, many in Africa, to remove 19th century colonial anti-gay laws. Currently, 38 of the 54 members of the Commonwealth criminalise homosexuality.
Adelaide's Gay and Lesbian Community Arts Festival, Feast, will be kicking off in November. This year's theme, Coming Together, the organisers say reflects the strong sense of creativity and community the festival engenders. Joy, Australia's only gay and lesbian radio station, has confirmed they will be broadcasting live from the festival. You can listen in at joy.org.au.
The Gillard government is pushing a return to the Malaysia solution for asylum seekers, despite the Australian High Court outlawing the practice under the current legislation. Homosexuality is illegal in Malaysia with a 20-year prison sentence simply for being gay. It also does not allow people to change their identity for intersex or transgender people.
And briefly in other news, North Carolina in the US is debating a constitutional ban on gay marriage. The leader of Scotland's Catholics has said the proposed legislation on gay marriage there will have huge implications for society and would, quote, shame Scotland in the eyes of the world. And back here in New South Wales, 11 unions have joined together to fight for marriage equality as part of a statewide union push to support LGBTI rights.
To QNN Sport, here's Tanya Lewis.
Former Dallas Cowboy Troy Aikman is upset with sports writer Skip Bayless for speculating that he might be gay. Aikman said there is no substance to the claim, as it is a publicity stunt for a book, but implied that if he runs into Bayless, he wouldn't rule out a physical confrontation. And Mardi Gras has joined forces with Team Sydney, creating a program that will showcase sports culture for the 2012 Mardi Gras Sports Festival. Applications for teams and organisations must be submitted to Team Sydney by Friday, September 23.
Any gay-related events or news happening in your community, let us know. Email us on qnn@joy.org.au. That's QNN for this week. I'm Jed Gilbert.
And I'm Michael Pintabonner. We'll have more for you next time on QNN Community Network News.
This has been a news and current affairs program from the studios of Joy in Melbourne. For more gay and lesbian content, please go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.